I gotta tell you, I'm really pissed off tonight. When I think about that smirking frat boy and his give-me-everything attitude, it pisses me off. When I think about how his rich daddy stole the White House for his incompetent ass, I get more and more pissed off. When I think about how our votes don't count anymore because weak and stupid was tired of being governor and wanted a new toy to play with, and how Tony Scalia and that pack of gangsters on the whore court decided counting the goddamn votes would cause Smirk irreparable harm, that pisses me off. The Florida theft was an abortion of democracy, and that pisses me off big time. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it. I refuse to bow down to the boy king. I refuse to accept his horseshit, unearned presidency. I'm going to fight. I'm going to keep fighting. I do not like these sniveling thieves, not one damn bit. I'm in a party that's too scared to fight back, and that pisses me off. When I think about how the Democrats are willing to lay down and appease the snot-nosed brat, and how eager they are to approve every Nazi shit he sends to the Senate for confirmation, that pisses me off. Ashcroft and Ted Olson should have been filibustered to death and then laughed off the hill. Every Senate Democrat should be ashamed for not standing up when their country needed them the most. Smirk nominated Ashcroft and Olson because he knew the Democrats were too scared and too weak to put up a fight after watching them cave in Florida. That's horseshit. We need some balls in the Democratic Party. We need them right now. Tom Daschle needs to send Smirk a letter saying he will not confirm any of Smirk's right-wing hand jobs to the Supreme Court, and he needs to mean it. If the boy king sends a right-winger to be confirmed, I expect Daschle to stand up and show us some guts. We need to take the House next November and stop George Bush from spending Clinton's surplus to stop him from running Clinton's economic miracle into the ground. And if the super rich can't make it without a tax cut, fuck them. If they don't like paying taxes in America, they can move to bloody England. I don't like conservative thieves, I don't like the whore press, and I don't like getting hosed by an idiot. And the fawning lapdog media are too obedient and too afraid to even ask the guilty son of a bitch what crimes he's been convicted of or why he had to do community service in Houston, because Karl Rove might not like it. Well, somebody needs to remind Karl Rove that he got even fewer votes than the appointed resident, so screw what Karl Rove thinks. Nobody seems to care that an unqualified felon was installed against the will of the voters. The whore press doesn't care. The Senate Democrats don't care. The voters don't seem to care a whole lot. Well, I care. Every time I hear the words move on, I want to say, suck me. I will not move on until our Constitution matters again. I will not move on until our votes count again. I will not move on until Smirk is retired. Let him go back to Crawford, Texas and talk to the damn cows. I don't care. Get him out of the White House. I'm going to work hard and try to build BarkCop.com bigger and bigger until we're too big to ignore. All I've got is a modem, a smart mouth, and the truth. And I will use all three to pound that failure and thief. But I know I need to calm down. We're doing a little comedy thing here. Maybe if I do a shot at Chinako, I'll calm down a little bit. But I'm going to fight this abortion of democracy. I refuse to stop fighting while that crooked moron is calling himself the President of the United States. I need a drink.